This is Radio Nepal MT ka Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Nepal government prepares country-specific strategies with 20 countries so far to intensify economic diplomacy. 860 Nepalese rescued from different online scam centers of Southeast Asia. Prime Minister Balendra Shah reaffirms the government's commitment to addressing concerns of entrepreneurs to help expand international markets for Nepali products. And U.S. imposes new tariffs on 60 trading partners in latest escalation in trade war. Now the news in detail. Nepal government has prepared country-specific strategies with 20 countries so far to intensify economic diplomacy. Joint Secretary and Spokesperson of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Lok Bahadur Podil Chhetri, said coordination has been established with concerned bodies by prioritizing economic diplomacy. Chhetri also said that the focal points will be announced in all Nepali diplomatic missions abroad to ensure effective economic diplomacy. At the ministry today, spokesperson Chhetri stated that the ministry was making amendments to the guidelines on economic diplomacy programs and making it contextual. Sharing the major accomplishment of the past 2 weeks of the ministry, spokesperson Chhetri said that the third meeting of the bilateral consultation mechanism between Nepal and Australia was held in Kathmandu today. Likewise, spokesperson Chhetri added that Nepal was closely observing the recent situation in West Asia and Nepal's position towards peace and stability in the region is unchanged, adding that such issues should be resolved through talks and diplomacy. Similarly, he stated that the situation of Nepalese in the West Asia is normal and no information on Nepalese being impacted in recent times was received. He also said that the ministry has hoped that there will be trade facilitation with the cooperation of Kolkata-Biratnagar Railway Cargo Transportation Service since July 17th. The ministry spokesperson said that 860 Nepalese were rescued from different online scamming centers of the Southeast Asia. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has reaffirmed the government's commitment to addressing the concerns of entrepreneurs and businesses to help expand international markets for Nepali products. Prime Minister Shah today invited representatives of the Nepal Plywood Manufacturers Association, the Nepal Carpet Producers and Exporters Association, the Nepal Pashmina Industries Association, and the Nepal Dock Shoe Manufacturers Association to the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers for discussion on issues affecting export-oriented industries. During the meeting, President of the Nepal Carpet Producers and Exports Association, Balaram Gurung, said that although United States and Europe are the main markets of Nepali carpets, exports have been affected by new U.S. regulations, putting exporters under pressure. He also said that from July 8th, the United States made certification by the Consumer Product Safety Commission mandatory. However, Nepal lacks the required certification facilities and exports have been disrupted. Gurung also requested the government to send a diplomatic note through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to the U.S. Customs authorities seeking a one-year grace period until alternative arrangements are in place. Prime Minister Shah immediately directed the concerned ministry to initiate the process. Gurung further proposed the establishment of a carpet development board under the Ministry of Industry. According to the Prime Minister's secretary, Prime Minister Shah responded positively to the proposal. He also said that the government would promote safe farming in Karnali and Sudhur Pashchim provinces to increase domestic production of meat and wool. Prime Minister Shah said that the government is also working to increase customs duties on near exports in order to discourage the export of raw materials. A writ petition has been filed at the Supreme Court against the decision to provide personal secretaries to the federal parliamentarians. Advocates Dr. Prem Raj Radha Silwal and Maniram Upadhyay filed a writ petition with the Supreme Court, arguing that it was against the law to provide personal secretaries to the lawmakers. They added in the petition that the move was unconstitutional. The government had published a notice in the Gazette on July 20th informing about the amendment to an act relating to remuneration and incentives to federal lawmakers and officials at the parliament. As per the amendment, the lawmakers were allowed to appoint personal secretaries. This news comes to you from Didi Nepal. Now time for a short break.
विदेश गए परी चिंता की ना करने
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग लेने
जहाँ भए परी पाउनु होस हामी संगै
कल गर्नुस डेटा चलाउनुस संसार भरी सजिले
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग सेवा सुचारु गर्न *14*#डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलीकॉम को एप बाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलीकॉम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Vikram Timal Sinha has instructed the bodies concerned to immediately provide telephone and internet services in Badimalika area of Bajura district. Paying serious concern about the telephone problem at the touristic area, Badimalika, Minister Dr. Timal Sinha issued such a directive. He also asked to make arrangements for transporting the required equipment through the helicopter immediately as there is no situation to transport it via road network. During the meeting held at the ministry today, the Nepal Telecom expressed commitment to bringing the telephone service in operation within August 16th. You are listening to Radio Nepal's JPM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The U.S. has imposed new tariffs on 60 trading partners in the latest escalation in trade war reignited by U.S. President Donald Trump when he returned to office last year, the BBC reports. Those targeted, including the UK, China, and the European Union, will face a tariff of 10% to 12.5% on all goods, accounting for almost all American imports. The tariffs, which replace an identical levy which expired on Friday, are based on claims that the key economic partners have failed to properly tackle forced labor. But U.S. trade expert Caroline Freund said that the move is not about forced labor, but that Trump is simply looking for a legal reason to put the tariffs in. The U.S. Supreme Court had ruled earlier this year that many of the tariffs imposed globally under emergency powers were illegally enacted. French authorities have ordered the evacuation of the entirety of the Cap Ferret Peninsula on the southwest coast, with hundreds of people escaping the area by boat. According to the BBC, tens of thousands of people are being evacuated from the tourism destination west of Bordeaux as firefighters continue to battle what the local prefect has described as an XXL fire in the Gironde region. The fire, which began on Tuesday, have burned 4 days, with officials saying 10,000 hectares had been consumed by the flames. French President Emmanuel Macron said on Thursday night that the wildfire situation in the country was very tense, especially in the Gironde region. Meanwhile, the government in Spain has declared a national emergency as wildfires burn out of the control in several areas close to the capital, Madrid. The European Union has sent 3 planes and 2 helicopters to help the French fire efforts and another 4 planes to Spain. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather over the hilly and Himalayan regions and over the Terai regions of Lumbini and Sudur Paschim provinces. The Terai region of Madhes, Kosi, Bagmati provinces will remain partly cloudy. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or thunderstorms at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions. Likewise, there is also a possibility of light to Madhya Dan with thunder and lightning at a few places in the Tarai region of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces, and at one or two places of the Tarai regions of Madhesh and Kosi provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal government prepares country-specific strategies with 20 countries so far to intensify economic diplomacy. 860 Nepalese rescued from different online scam centers of Southeast Asia. Prime Minister Balendra Saha reaffirms the government's commitment to addressing concerns of entrepreneurs to help expand international market for Nepali products. And the U.S. imposes new tariffs on 60 trading partners in latest escalation in trade war. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.